And that was Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. We're live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY, and this is The Morning Show with Susie and Joanne. We have new guests in the studio, Debbie Love. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Hi. You're with Distinguished Young Women.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
I will.
Okay.
So I've been with the program now 4 years, and I am the judge's chairman. So I have a lot on my shoulders for the program. If you haven't heard of Distinguished Young Women, it was formerly called Junior Miss. Just about 4 years ago, they changed the program. It's a national scholarship program for girls to earn money for college.
So that's the majority of the program is a scholarship. And tell us a little bit more what's coming up here in our own town, since you're the judge's program director.
Yes, thank you. Well, interestingly enough, since 2009, our Sandpoint Committee, which were made up of only volunteers, that were a mighty five, group of five women that have come together. We volunteer our time. The program lasts anywhere from 1 to 4 months. And we prepare these girls for the end of showcase program. So we do lots of volunteering, lots of bonding. This year we have 8 girls participating. Last year we had 12. So it kind of ranges from 8 to 15 girls for us each year. And we've raised over $66,000 since 2009 in scholarship money.
So how do they sign up? When do they sign up? Why don't you take us through the program year?
You bet. So in January, we do in October, in the fall time, myself and a few other committee members will meet with the previous girls and we'll recruit at the high schools. So we recruit in Clark Fork, Sandpoint, all of Bonner County. Western Bonner County, Priest River, they have their own program, so they are a separate entity. We sign them up in January. We have a parent orientation. It's really intense, actually. So the girls have Tuesdays and Thursdays. We practice with them from 5:30 to 8. I am not at those practices because as the judge's chairman, I like to be,
impartial.
Impartial, exactly. So I will show up, do some things, prepare them for their interview. There are 5 categories that we prepare them for. One of them that I'm involved in is the interview aspect. So we do a mock interview with the committee, and then I find people in the committee or in the community to come and do a mock interview with them as well to prepare them for the judges. Those 5 judges come from outside the county. So
you're giving them life skills training for their life, basically, and getting into college and then after college. But what are those skills? And, do you want to tell us a little bit about your 5 categories?
You bet. The life skills training, one is on public speaking and the other one is on interview. We had Kate McAllister come in and talk about public speaking with the girls, which is great. She was fun. She adds a little humor to everything she does. So the girls really enjoyed that. The interview skills, we had the new branch manager over at Washington Trust, Raina. And so they come in and they do workshops with them and train them to teach them what to do. I mean, I don't know about you ladies, but when you're 15 and 16 years old, they're getting up in front of 6 strangers being asked whatever question that falls from the sky. And, that's scary.
Being prepared really helps, and so part of the program is getting them prepared
right
for the final interview, so to speak, which is the test.
Exactly.
And out of those 8, we're talking about the 5 aspects, but real quick, I wanted to ask about the 8 girls, and they're picked, and they're sort of trained. They know what's coming. They know the program
do.
Quite well.
They do.
Okay.
So there are 5 areas. So scholastics is one. And what they do is we send that off to a scholastic judge, which is down at University of Idaho. They look at their transcripts, what they're involved in the community, and they judge them in that way. And that's 25% of the score. The next, we have the interview portion, and that's where they meet off stage with the judges that morning of the program, which is March 25th.
So that's the presentation program, not the we're trying to drum up interest program.
Right. Thank you. So the interview, and then we have the talent, and that is self-selected. So each girl, this year we have an exciting one. One of the girls is going to be doing painting on stage. And so she's an artist, and she's bringing that to the program. So we're excited to see that. Another girl's doing a science experiment on stage.
Are parts of the program open to the public?
They are. Yes.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
All aspects of it, even the interview and the public speaking?
The interview, no, not okay. That is closed. It's okay. Just the girl and the six judges.
So the talent part, I would say.
Yes, the talent, the fitness.
And when you say fitness, what does that mean?
I mean, you can do a cartwheels?
Well, they have a routine that they do on stage, and they're looking at endurance, flexibility, and they maintain
1,000 jump ropes.
Yes, exactly.
Really fast.
Exactly.
Wow, there's a lot going on. And yes. This is March 25th.
March 25th.
So backing up just a moment, where does the money come from for the scholarships?
Well,
which is an important part of this.
Absolutely. We live in a giving community, so a lot of business owners will give. The girls will help raise those funds as well. So I don't know, some of you have probably already been hit up by one of the girls to give to the program, but it's mostly through community donations.
You raise all the money for the scholarships that you give away to these 8 girls.
Yes.
And do they get equal amounts each to have gotten to the top 8, so to speak?
They don't.
Okay.
So it all
is kind of judged and
yes.
categorized.
Right. They get an award for each category.
Okay.
And then they will choose the top 3. Our current distinguished young woman is Nicole Reed. And she won last year.
I know
year.
Her.
Yeah.
She's a fiddle player.
Yes,
or a
she
violinist.
Is. Yeah, that was her talent.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in college now, or where is she in college now?
She is a senior right now at Sandpoint High School, but she will be going to college.
So this is really students young women who are in juniors.
Juniors.
So they can really help give them a boost as to what they're going to be able to do if they do get scholarships.
Right.
And kind of gets them ready for that whole applying to college thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I noticed that you have several college-sponsored scholarships, too. So can you tell us what colleges or institutions in our area participate in the program?
We do. NIC is one of them. And the wonderful thing about NIC and the University of Idaho, so those are in our area they do not even have to win a category or win the program. Just belonging to the Distinguished Young Woman and going through this, they qualify for a scholarship. So I think that's pretty neat. It says a lot about the program and you know.
You may have said this, but I'm curious. Do they apply to become one of the 8, or last year it was 12? And does everyone who applies get in?
They all get in,
okay.
Yes. So
okay.
Anyone
just applying will get you a scholarship to either NIC or U of I.
Right. You just need to go through the program.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's neat.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. It really can help.
So then do you also encourage them like to apply with Cal, the Community Assistance League, because they give scholarships too? So are you asking Cal for money, or the girls also are directed that they can apply individually?
That's a great question. We do. We encourage them to apply with Cal and also Women Honoring Women. So those two groups give to young girls scholarships as well.
Okay,
so.
But they don't give to your program. That's not
they
a grant
don't.
That you write
no.
for that program.
But we should, don't you think?
They do give grants.
They do. Yeah. Thank you.
And do you have fundraisers during the year to support this program?
We do. We did a fashion show fundraiser 2 weeks ago.
How did that go?
It went really well. We raised about $4,000.
That's significant.
Yeah, for sure. We had 5 local stores, North 40, JCPenney, Azaleas, Le Chic Boutique, LuLaRoe. They all fitted the girls with 2 outfits, and they were able to walk the runway. So it was
mm-hmm.
fun.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the ways that you earn or do fundraisers. Anything else?
That's it. And then we just train the girls on how to go make an ask
okay.
to businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We also are holding a raffle.
That's a raffle. Right. Tell us about that.
The raffle tickets are $10, and this is for 2 season passes to the festival at Sandpoint. So the festival has been very gracious in giving us 2 season passes to raffle off. So
where can you buy a ticket to the raffle?
Right here, right now.
Yeah, you can buy them now. I have them with me. Or we can at the high school, or you can call 208-863-7536.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the raffle is for 2 season passes to the festival at Sandpoint.
Yes.
Very nice. So there's the community giving back again.
Absolutely.
And again. And again.
Yes.
We know. I know, Debbie, you work at the Bonner Community Food Bank. And again, you're seeing it all over, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What is the website for people to go to if they want to learn more or make a donation? Is there a donate button on the website?
It's distinguished young women .org.
Okay. So it's a nonprofit, definitely.
We're a nonprofit.
Does our distinguished young woman for 2017, Nicole Reed, do any things to help during the during that year? What is her role as being the selected person other than she got a nice scholarship?
She got a nice scholarship. And she so she comes back and she's actually training the girls in the fitness, self-expression and all of those dance, the stage portion. She also trains them and gives them tips on what they ask at state when she went down to state for interview. She does a project. She'll do a project. And so hers is working with music, of course, and teaching little ones how to play the violin. So
she's developing her self-confidence on a continual basis because she's now mentoring these other students, young women.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking Nicole probably is really enjoying this year and looking forward to going to college, too. What do you know what school she's going to?
I do not.
Okay, but somewhere with a nice scholarship from this Distinguished Young Women program.
Right. I know she wants to go into the medical field. So.
Really? Mm-hmm. Not arts, not the music field.
Mm-mm.
She. Wow. Okay. So we've been talking with Debbie Love from the Distinguished Young Women program.
.org. Yes.
About the whole program. It's scholarships, leadership, and talent program that really can enhance and support young women in and the junior, in high school juniors, to see their life as they move forward and to give them some support in that way.
Absolutely.
Because not even if they don't get the scholarship, they're getting some great skills.
Yeah.
And just stepping into that at that age is phenomenal for them. It really can make a huge difference.
I think...
No, I was just, I told Debbie that I was familiar with the program and that I went to the Collect Tennis Shoes Zumba fundraiser that one of the Distinguished Young Women participants had in the parking lot at Sandpoint High School. So that was really fun.
Yeah,
and it was fun to meet her and see her self-confidence. I'm always amazed at the self-confidence of the young people in Sandpoint.
Me too. Yeah, that was Jessica Bovey. She's down at the University of Idaho.
Okay.
In fact, in journalism, green radio broadcast.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we're looking for an intern, by the way.
Oh.
So I need to get her name and see it. So, Debbie, what else would you like to say? You have this, the program is being public March 25th. Where? What time?
Doors open at 6:30. The program starts at 7. It'll be held at the Sandpoint High School's auditorium on March 25th. Tickets are $15. And we're going to have a great show.
I'm sure that that auditorium is full.
It will be, yes.
It will be.
Mm-hmm.
So get your ticket early.
This year's theme is timeless, and so the girls will be going through decades. So for their fitness, the girls are excited because they're going to dress in the 80s.
Oh, how fun is that? The 80s. Yeah. I don't even know what that looks like. Shag haircuts or something.
So you can see all eight women compete, but they're really having fun up there, too.
They are. You know, the one thing that I'd like to say that they take from the program is when... that they take from it, they're all coming from different social groups. And when they're together, they're able to bond in a different way that they've never had that chance. And so you hear them repeat time and time again after that. That's the one thing that they really took away.
Well, fantastic. We really appreciate the time and energy you've put into our young women here in our community in this way with the Distinguished Young Women program. It's a scholarship, leadership, and talent.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. I know you're going to come back and talk with Jim and Jack.
Yes.
In March or April sometime. So we'll see you again. We're going to take a little musical break, but we will be back in just a little bit, in about 3 minutes. This is Harry Belafonte, Jamaica Farewell. And the reason we're playing this today is he is 90 years old. And so happy birthday to Harry Belafonte. He is a civil rights activist and musician, and here's his song called Jamaica Farewell. And we'll be right back with some community calendar events. And that was Harry Belafonte, Jamaica Farewell. He is 90 years old today. He's a civil rights activist and a musician that we all know. I remember my father singing that song to me, and that... So happy birthday, Harry Belafonte. This is 88.5 KRFY. You're listening to The Morning Show with Susie and Joanne. And we have a few things on our community calendar that Joanne's going to tell us about.
Okay, coming up tonight, that's March 1st on Wednesday evening, it's the PAFE, Panhandle Alliance for Education Benefit at the Poor Authority, 203 Cedar Street. The benefit is from 4:30 until 7:30, where there'll be live music with John Hastings on guitar, a silent auction, and raffle drawing. The beer features Paradise Creek Brewery. And again, this is all part of Public Education Week, and all are welcome to attend. Tomorrow night, again, we have Public Education Week continuing, so that's Thursday night at Sandpoint High School. There will be a family night and chili dinner for educating tech-savvy kids, part of Public Education Week, and all are invited. That dinner is from 5 to 7 p.m. at Sandpoint High School, and it's $5 per person. A raffle will be held to win an iPad mini and other great stuff. You can RSVP to Longa Necker at panhandlealliance.org or just put in Panhandle Alliance for Education.
Two great events for our public education. And speaking of the Idaho Poor Authority, on March 15th, that's a Wednesday, you can save that date and join the KRFY crew at the Idaho Poor Authority. We're featuring Grand Teton Brewing, and it's a fundraiser for Panhandle Community Radio. So come on down, meet the crew, and have a brew. That's Wednesday, March 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. You know, the Idaho Poor Authority does these great fundraisers for the nonprofits around town, so we'll just give a shout out and say thank you for that.
That's actually how John and I got involved with this wonderful radio station, KRFY.
Yep, I remember when you came in. That
was
wonderful.
Several years ago.
Yeah, so good to have you here. I want to remind our listeners that tomorrow on the KRFY Morning Show, host Jack Peterson and Jim Healy will sit down with folks from Angels Over Sandpoint with Tales of the Upcoming Follies, which is this weekend. You know, that's a big deal at the Panada. And next week on the Tuesday Morning Show, hosts Phil Huff and Julie Calamine will be sitting down with the Grizzly Bear Experts. Sounds interesting to me. And next week on the KRFY Morning Show, Susie Prez and Jack Peterson, that's myself and Jack. Our guests will be Lake Ponderay School District Superintendent Sean Woodward and a school board member who will discuss the upcoming March 14th supplemental school levy. So those are some things that are going on in our neighborhood and at the KRFY studios. This is the morning show you've been listening to. This is 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. And if you didn't get to hear the whole show today with our guests, you can go to our website at krfy.org and go to the podcast and hear it because we record these shows. You can also, if you're out of the area and you want to stream anything from KRFY, you can go to KRFY.org, and there's a streaming button you can push. I know we have friends in Seattle and Chicago that are listening to our station. They say it's their favorite station.
And our children in Columbus, Ohio listen too.
That's great. Well, we want to say have a great day. This is, again, 88.5 KRFY, the morning show. Joanne, thanks for joining me today.
Enjoyed being here, Susie.
And we're going to go out with a song by Blazin' Kelly. It's just a beautiful song, and that's the reason we're hearing it today. This is called Life is Beautiful. Have a great day.